It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by Dr. Jared Bernstein. Dr. Bernstein is with the Council of Economic Advisors at the White House. Hey, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you. You and I often talk on the radio, right? But here we are in person. You know, my mom told me I had a face for radio, but that's clearly not the case with you. You look great out here.
Oh, well, keep it up. It's only 95 degrees and a little bit of humidity. Not only is it hot here, but would you say the labor market is hot?
The labor market is really performing well for American workers. And that's really very, very important right now. You know, we have a national unemployment rate of 3.6%. That's just about where it was before the pandemic got started. We now have about a dozen states that are posting their lowest unemployment rate on record, going back to the mid-1970s. The reason that's so important is because, look, the president has talked about unacceptably high inflation rates. We know that even though prices at the pump have come down some, they're still too high. You really need the strong backdrop of this labor market to provide a buffer against some of those inflationary pressures that families are facing.
We've also heard this idea with the inflation that a recession could be coming, which brings up the question, one, what's a recession? And two, how do you know you're there?
Two great questions that are often misunderstood. Most people think that a recession is two consecutive quarters of economic contraction, so real GDP going down. That's actually not the definition. It's a much more broad-based kind of take than that, and it has to do with things like consumer spending and jobs. And, you know, those two areas are actually quite strong right now. People are spending still quite freely, even in real terms, even if you account for inflation. And one of the reasons for that, Tony, is because a lot of people and a lot of businesses, they have quite good balance sheets, meaning that they came out of this downturn with pretty good savings. Now, some of that was because they weren't spending during the lockdown, but some of it was also because of the fiscal support, the American Rescue Plan. It really did help not just drive one of the best labor markets that we've seen in generations, but some better household balance sheets than we've seen in the past. And that should help us going forward. Now, look, the question of are we in a recession? We never know that until fairly late in the game, because the folks who make that judgment are depending on data that come in with a lag. But we just wrote something. It's on our website at the Council of Economic Advisors that says if you look at the data for the first half of the year, they're very inconsistent with any kind of a recessionary call. And we're comfortable with that assertion.
And I'm going to ask you the crystal ball question, because only you have any idea what your crystal ball looks like. But if you looked out, I don't know, 3 to 5 years, could you see a place where we have full recovery and actually are growing at a rapid rate?
I think so. I mean, I think if you look at the job market, we're there. I mean, we're more than there. We have the strongest job market on record by many metrics. And it's not just geographically specific. It's really across the whole country. Obviously, we have unacceptably high inflation. And that has a lot to do with factors such as Putin's invasion and what that's done to our commodity prices. But even there, the average price of gas is down 60 cents a gallon over the past month. People need more relief, but that's a little bit of breathing room at the pump. When you go out a few years, sure, I think that we should look for a stable and steady growth. But, and this is very important, you're in Washington now, so we got to talk a little bit about politics. In order to ensure that we achieve the kind of innovations, the kind of investments, the kind of growth in the private sector that we need, we have an opportunity to pass something called the CHIPS Act. This is a measure before Congress right now. It has bipartisan support. It would lead to significant investment in the production of microprocessors right here in America, in the heartland. Okay, there are companies that are ready to go, ready to work with us in a public-private partnership to do precisely that. So if we want to get to where we need to go in the future, we shouldn't be sitting in our hands now. Congress should get that bill to the president's desk, and he will sign it.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to throw one more in there because you talk about manufacturing. Is it important for the U.S. to consider manufacturing and trying to bring back more manufacturing into within our borders? Is that part of this discussion at all?
The answer is an unequivocal yes, and the reason is because of the resident in that big White House behind me. All right, I've worked for Joe Biden for a long time. He has always recognized the critical importance of manufacturing to this economy, not just because jobs there for blue-collar workers often pay above-average compensation, although that's usually important to him, but because this is a sector that disproportionately contributes to American innovation, to American productivity. And if you think about microprocessor semiconductors, it would also very much help with some of our supply chain issues that we've had. We need to onshore some critical goods like that, not just for the sake of inflation and auto production, but also for the sake of national security. So sure, a strong manufacturing sector is at the key of Bidenomics.
So good to see you. Maybe next time we do this, it'll be just a little cooler temperature-wise.
Oh, man, I hope you're right, because it is toasty out here.
Dr. Jared Bernstein is with the White House Council of Economic Advisors and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.